Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents A Court of Thorns and Roses by Sarah J. Maas, Part 2. Narrated by Melody Muse and performed by a full cast.
It wasn't the dawn that awoke me, but rather a buzzing noise. I sat up in bed and squinted at the squat woman with skin made from tree bark who fussed with my breakfast dishes.
Where's Alice?
I rubbed the sleep from my eyes. Tamlin must have carried me up here. Must have carried me the whole way home.
What?
She turned toward me. Her bird mask was familiar, but I would have remembered a fairy with skin like that. Would have painted it already.
Is Alice unwell?
I slid from the bed. This was my room, wasn't it? A quick glance told me yes.
Are you out of your right mind? I am Alice.
With a shake of her head, she strode into the bathing room to start my bath. It was impossible. The Alice I knew was fair and plump and looked like a high fae. I rubbed my eyes with my thumb and forefinger. A glamour, that's what Tamlin had said he wore. His fairy sight had stripped away the glamours I'd been seeing. But why bother to glamour everything? Because I'd been a cowering human. That's why. Because Tamlin knew I would have locked myself in this room and never come out if I'd seen them all for their true selves. Things only got worse when I made my way downstairs to find the High Lord. The hallways were bustling with masked fairies I'd never seen before. Some were tall and humanoid, high fae like Tamlin. Others were not. Fairies. I tried to avoid looking at those ones, as they seemed the most surprised to notice my attention. I was almost shaking by the time I reached the dining room. Lucien, mercifully, appeared like Lucien. I didn't ask whether that was because Tamlin had informed him to put up a better glamour, or because he didn't bother trying to be something he wasn't. Tamlin lounged in his usual chair, but straightened as I lingered in the doorway.
What's wrong?
There are a lot of people, fairies, around. When did they arrive? I'd almost yelped when I looked out my bedroom window and spotted all the fairies in the garden. Many of them, all with insect masks, pruned the hedges and tended the flowers. Those fairies had been the strangest of all, with their iridescent, buzzing wings sprouting from their backs. And, of course, then there was the green and brown skin, and their unnaturally long limbs, and Tamlin bit his lip as if to keep from smiling.
They've been here all along.
But I didn't hear anything.
Of course you didn't.
Lucien twirled one of his daggers between his hands.
We made sure you couldn't see or hear anyone but those who were necessary.
I adjusted the lapels of my tunic.
So you mean that when I ran after the Pooka that night...
You had an audience.
I thought I'd been so stealthy. Meanwhile, I'd been tiptoeing past fairies who had probably laughed their heads off at the blind human following an illusion. Fighting against my rising mortification, I turned to Tamlin. His lips twitched, and he clamped them tightly together, but the amusement still danced in his eyes as he nodded.
It was a valiant effort.
But I could see the Naga, and the Pooka, and the Suriel, and that fairy whose wings were ripped off. Why didn't the glamour apply to them?
They're not members of my court, so my glamour didn't keep a hold on them. The Pooka belongs to the wind and weather and everything that changes. And the Naga, they belong to someone else.
I see. I didn't quite see it all. I glared sidelong at Lucien. You've been noticeably absent again. He used the dagger to clean his nails.
I've been busy. So have you, I take it.
What's that supposed to mean?
If I offer you the moon on a string, will you give me a kiss too?
Don't be an ass.
Alone with Tamlin, I shifted on my feet. So, if I were to encounter the adder again, would I actually see it?
Yes, and it wouldn't be pleasant.
You said it didn't see me that time, and it certainly doesn't seem like a member of your court. Why?
Because I threw a glamour over you when we entered the garden. The adder couldn't see, hear, or smell you.
His gaze went to the window beyond me, and he ran a hand through his hair.
I've done all I can to keep you invisible to creatures like the Atter, and worse. The Blight is acting up again, and more of these creatures are being...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?